Dvar Halacha
and Chodesh Levavos Sunday night, or Levav Elul, August 27th.
So there's a Gemara in Megillah, famous Gemara, Moshe Tikkun L'Em Yisrael, Shusholim B'Dorshim Binyano Shel Yom, or 30 days before also, that's another din, Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres, Hilchos Chag B'Chag. The Marsha there in later on in the Sechus Megillah says, why doesn't it talk about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? They're also in that the pasuk that the Gemara brings down, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is also in that parsha. So the Marsha answers that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein mitzvahs that are coming mizman lizman. And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that periodically arrive, and you have to learn to do the mitzvahs. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he says, the main focus is doing tshuva, and that you have to do a whole year, and it's not coming mizman lizman. So you always have to be osuk in tshuva. That's what the Marsha there in Megillah says. But the Miri in Chibur HaTshuva says that just like we have by Pesach, Darshan Bukhza Pesach Chaydan LePesach Shloshim Yom, so you have to wake up and be Ma'orer the Levavos to do Tshuva Shloshim Yom Kodim Rosh Hashanah, which would be, of course, Chodesh Elul. And he brings down the Seva from the Seder Hayom, V'yachin Asmo Mikol Kodim Lachain Shloshim Yom, Kamo B'chol Moados, Sholem V'Darshan, Shloshim Yom, Shekavor Chol Olav Chodos Hamoed, Shloshim Yom, you see that in Psochim. So here, Kolskein, B'moed Hazeh, meaning Rosh Hashanah, Shu Kolel, and Yonim Rabim, Yoni Yodom, Hayochid, and all sides of Chiyuvim, and your whole life, really, Yesh Lodom, to be Ma'or Libo, Shloshim Yom, Kodim Rosh Hashanah, Umeresh Chodesh Elul, to starting to be Osek in Hilchos Tshuva. And there is actually in the Rambam there is Hilchos Tshuva. It's 10 prokim, and it's a limud. It's a limud in Hilchos Tshuva. And the Mat Ephraim writes, or the Sefer on the Mat Ephraim rather, could say Hamate Al Mat Ephraim says that indeed the Gedolei Hador would tell their Talmidim to be Osek in Hilchos Tshuva, just like by every Yom Tiv before Rosh Hashanah. So there is a minig actually that's brought down that in Aseres Yemei Tshuva they would learn the Chasam Sofer and Rav Chaim Brisk would learn this 10 prokim in Hilchos Tshuva, and they would learn one parak a day in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But so, and I will also, I mean, it's Hilchos Tshuva, and maybe we'll be learning some of that over the course of the next 2-3 weeks. We'll be learning, there's a very fine pseudo Mishnah Brura written on Hilchos Tshuva on the Rambam, very well done, and maybe we'll be learning some of that in the coming weeks, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay. So, but the point is, you see from the Marsha and the Meiri and the Kolbo that there might very well be what El might very well represent is the Dinah Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag to be Osuk in Hilchos Tshuva and to be Ma'orah Libo Lasos Tshuva. Okay, we're learning Chavis Alvavus from Shara Bitachon. We're in the last Perek of Shara Bitachon, and he's going through things that are Mafsid Bitachon, things that spoil and ruin and don't allow, put obstacles in the face of developing bitachon. Ubi mafsid of od, another obstacle to bitachon is asichlus, the ignorance, foolishness, ignorance, binyan habore, ubi midos of atovos, the nature of Hashem and his being a rachum and his being a meitiv, kemisha eno maven rachme habore al bruav anagosu aleihem, someone who doesn't appreciate, who doesn't study, let's say, Shar HaBechina, and doesn't appreciate how Rachmei Hashem is manifested in the whole Bria, v'hanogosu aleihem, v'ashkachosu u'moshlo bohem, v'shehem kishurov, kishurim b'masurov, meaning they're all prisoners of Hashem, so to speak. No one can do anything, nothing or no one can do anything without his reshus. So certainly if you don't have a developed sense of Hashem's Hatova,
So lo yonuach libo, lo yismol chalav. So how, you're not going to have confidence in Hashem. You're not going to rely on Hashem. You're not going to trust Hashem, so to speak, because you don't have that sense that Hashem is a mativ. If you don't learn Shara Bechina, so if you don't, especially nowadays, if you don't develop a sense that when you look around and observe the Bria, observe any part of the Bria, whether it's biology of your body or any little part of the Bria, a leaf on a tree, or the DNA of a seed, and you don't see that everything works, and the wind and the rain and how the whole world functions, and it's all Chasdei Hashem. And we say, Tov kilo chol rachamecha, v'mechen kilo samu chasadecha, ha'manei golomu b'chesed, u'b'yosol b'rachamim. So if you don't have that sense, so you're talking going to have a very, very, very hard time to develop bitachon, because you don't have a sense that Hashem is going to be mativ with you. And so you can't, so you're libo nofo, so you're nervous, right? The whole idea is not to be stressed, not to be nervous. But if you don't trust Hashem, so you can't trust Hashem and not be nervous. One more obstacle, umehem sichlus b'mitzvus aborius porach. Ritzoni lomar, I mean to say that there's a din and a mitzvah and a chiyuv to have bitachon. Maybe the Chazal doesn't have a minyan mitzvah, so it's hard to say if it's one of the minyan mitzvahs. He brings down psukim in Nach. But Asher Hizr Bo Lismuch Olav Luftach Bo, we have throughout Tanakh, and Rabbi Yonah says that it's the mitzvah of bitachon is included in what we read in this past week's parasha when you go to Mulchama, Lo Siro Mayhem. And it says there to rely on Hashem and not to be afraid. You're not supposed to be afraid. So, and Rabbi Yonah expands that and says that's in general in life. That's the mitzvah of bitachon. Chazalovitz does not bring down that pasuk. He'll bring down other pasuk. But his point here is that an obstacle to bitachon is not realizing it's an obligation, not realizing it's a chiyuv, thinking it's a midas chasidus or it's a chumrah or it's something that you don't have to do. You know, either do it or you don't do it. But you don't realize it's a chiyuv, so you say, what good does it do me to know it's a chiyuv? So the answer is because Chazal has taught us ways to develop it, the way to develop it, ways to develop it, a way to develop it. So if you know it's a chiyuv, so you sit down and you make a game plan how you're going to develop it. He gives you the steps. He gives you step one, step two, step three. He tells you how to develop it. K'mar Shekozal, the pasuk says in Malach, it is very interesting. He brings down the pasuk by giving Meiser, L'chonunin o'bezos, which is really a particular promise, in Loi Eftach Lachem Eruvus HaShemayim, Barikosu Lachem Brochad Melidai. It's a little interesting that he brings that positive, because that's a special promise because of a Meiser, but he seems to feel, the Chavis of others, that is something that's Bola Lamed Al-Atfal Kulo Yotza, that you can't test Hashem. See, here is B'chanunin O'Bezos, you test him. That certainly is also to do, with Meiser being the exception. But the idea that you can trust him, you have to say on the Chavis of Lovers, apparently, that you don't extrapolate that you're allowed to test him, because that's known that it's Osir. Lo sunasu es Hashem elokechem kasher nisisem b'amasa. But you can, apparently, extrapolate from there that you can trust him. You should trust him. You should have to trust him. The Yomar bitchu v'Hashem adayad. That's a more direct pasuk. Bitchu v'Hashem adayad, and that's a chiyuv. As I said, the Ben Yonah learns it out from Lil Sira Mayhem. Thank you. Stop here.